We are joined by Coach Taylor Hollander, Air Force Women's Tennis. Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. And yourself?
Hey, I'm doing great. Great to see you face to face. We've been chatting now, and now I can put the voice with the blue. Outstanding to see you, and thank you so much for joining us. Crack Rackets is excited to have you on College Match Day, featuring your team battling against Army on Saturday. We have had just a great, I think, week spending the time trying to learn about all the programs, and we'd like to hear from you this morning, ask a couple questions about you, the program, your journey, and what we can be looking forward to this coming Saturday. So first off, tell me a little bit about your journey, Sacramento State, Colorado State, and now Air Force. Tell me a little bit about your journey as a coach.
Well, I decided I wanted to go into coaching right when I was around my junior year of college tennis. I had an amazing coach who pushed us to be confident, independent women, and she did a lot of it with tough love. So I realized I wanted to do the same thing and give back to my sport and go into coaching around that time. And it's just kind of been a journey, climbing every single time I've taken a new opportunity. And it's been such a great journey. I love the fact that I've ended up here at Air Force. I love wearing blue. I've worn a lot of green for quite some time, and I'm kind of over that color. But I think Air Force is something unique, and I'm just happy I have the opportunity to be the head coach here.
Outstanding. And your background most certainly is near and dear to my heart. I am very good friends with Coach Audra Cohen and a long time buddy with Bill Clark.
Oh, yeah. Bill and Debbie.
So Bill and Debbie, I go way back. We have an incredible connection from our past, and very few. I'm a trench junior developer for 33 years, and obviously Bill is my senior and a mentor guy out there. And so even though he's obviously Mr. Jokes and a lot
of almost, I got called T-Bone quite a bit, so
yeah, he's like a Foxworthy level comedian.
Anything he can mix tea with, so
that's right. But you know what? He did his job. He made it fun. He did a great job, and so many great players come from Bill's coaching tree. So those players are lucky to have you, and you're very fortunate to have had Bill and Audra in your life. So that's why I'm standing here. So tell me a little bit about just the adjustment, right? Coming from some of these other programs and then now actually working in a service academy. You know, I look at the website for your team and everybody's in their formal jackets and their whole outfit. And no other team has the actual players in the formal uniform. So tell me a little bit about how things are done in Air Force.
Well, I have so much respect for these young ladies. I remind them all the time that they're doing something bigger than themselves. And when they step on the court for a college tennis match, it really should just be time to go and have fun and just compete, because the things they're doing outside of their normal day-to-day is very different. Some of them are in classes that I can't even pronounce the names. They have things called minutes in the morning. They have training sessions they have to make. And they're just taking classes that, I've seen some of their homework and I'm super impressed. I mean, I think they're the brightest of the bright. You have to take a language. Some of them are in Japanese, Russian, learning Russian hacking. It's a totally different world here. And my coaching staff, we understand that. We're still going to push them when they step on the court. It's not an excuse that they're in the Air Force, but it is, we do acknowledge that they are constantly either studying, they are just ingrained with discipline. They have so much respect when they meet other people. And I think they're a different breed of athlete compared to other places I've been.
Understood. And so more questions for you. So you got psychology background that you studied a bit many moons ago, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How are you now applying your psychology background in this early season where you guys have had some tough ones? You guys are 1-4 right now with 2-4-3 losses. That record could be a lot different right now. And the feeling emotionally, right, as they're getting ready to go into an actual big, service rivalry match like this. So how's the team morale, and what are you doing on the mental end to help them through a couple of tough, close losses early season?
Well, I think on the, psychology side, it's reminding them to have, there's a big picture to college tennis. It's not just that next match or the current match you're dealing with. There's development to it. So what I've been telling them is, like, especially with those close losses, is we're getting better every single day. And, those are going to be different next time you play, because you are taking those opportunities and being fearless. Because a part of the psychology in tennis is, okay, take that ball out of the air. Well, I don't want to miss. Well, big picture, we're going to have pressure moments where you're going to have to take that ball of the air and have to beat the opponent a certain way. They're not going to miss. And just reminding them that there's more to come, I would say, with those tough losses. Like, yeah, we could have beat North Dakota Fort. That was a close 4-3 to start off the season. And that can get a lot of people down in the dumps. But there is a lot of tennis to come, and I just kind of have to keep reminding them of the big picture tennis that we're trying to work on with for this program. Air Force has never won the Mountain West, and hopefully down the line within some of these players' 4 years, we can make that happen. So I would say try not to focus so much in the moment with all of your emotions and how you feel with those tough losses.
Sure. That's great advice. So with the match against Florida Gulf Coast on Friday, are you using that to try to get acclimated to the conditions down in Florida? Because you obviously, I'm not sure if it's a blessing or a curse, right, playing in Colorado with the altitude. So talk to me about how much of an advantage you have at home when people come to you, and how big of an adjustment you have when you go away, because altitude is changing. Your players have a dynamic that many don't have on a regular basis.
Yes, Mark. Well, some of them will be fish back in water. So a lot of our California girls that love or Texas players that love the heat and humidity, they're going to be happy and to be back. I think that playing at high altitude gives you a little bit of an advantage when you come to sea level. You might have higher endurance than others. The ball's a lot slower than what it is when we play out here. And that can be an advantage, but it also can be a disadvantage. Like if you forget to move your feet because you think the ball's just going to come to you a lot faster than it is, we have to adjust to that. So we'll be flying there tomorrow and getting a few little hits in the first day. And then next day we'll get some two sessions in so they can adapt a little bit better to the humidity. I think when teams come play us, they do have to adjust to the altitude. Your ball might fly a little bit more than usual. You might feel a little bit winded after hitting for 30 minutes more than you usually do, but you can adapt to anything. That's why they're all Division I athletes. So I don't want to scare anyone away from coming to play us. It's just takes a day or two to get used to some altitude, but I do think we have a bit of an advantage. We shouldn't be tired out there. We should be able to fight every single point throughout the whole match.
Yeah, it's a good point. And hey, one of the beauties of tennis is all the adjusting, right?
Yeah.
The guys go from the red clay and they go to grass right away, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the pro circuit. And actually, incidentally, I played tennis a long, long time ago. But believe it or not, my home tennis courts back when I played at DePaul University were clay. We were the only school in the NCAA with home clay courts. Picture
red
that.
Or green? Which one?
Green.
Red.
Green. Ooh, okay. Yeah. And so one of my best wins in college tennis, I please beat some Russian kid that came in and was like, what is the clay court? Do you know what is going on? The guy was so mad. He just couldn't believe that he was playing. I was drop shot and getting the guy mad. And so, yeah, definitely there's some home court advantage. They got rid of that quickly in 2 years.
Yeah.
So there goes some of my best wins. But yeah, definitely. That is all part of your job as a tennis player. So talk to me a little bit. I'm a Chicago boy, and Amy Park from Rockford came to my program a little bit her last year. And Isabel Flodin, who now is listed on your roster as Dallas, is actually Chicago and spent some time here in the last year in my program. Tell me a little bit about your roster. Obviously, Texas heavy, but tell me about these two Chicago, Illinois girls you got.
It's funny. I don't think Amy Park's ever hiked before. We took her to Garden of the Gods as a team bonding in the fall, and she was very wary of her surroundings, but that's not even a hike. It's just a paved walk, basically. But no, I love the Chicago girls. They're definitely used to the cold a lot more than the Texas girls when we travel. But I would have to say, Izzy, our captain, she's an amazing kid. She's got a great head on her shoulders. She helps guide all the young ladies. She's helped myself and my assistant so much. I almost feel like it's like she's coaching us more than we get to coach her at times. But you did a good job, Mark. They've got great heads on their shoulders, so they work pretty hard. The whole team, I would have to say, works very hard. They've adjusted pretty well to the new coaching change. We've got that Bill Clark, Audra Cohen style going on here. So
that's right. That's the combination, though, because Audra's tough as nails and Bill is focused, but also very fun. So that's, you know, you got a nice, you know, balance with that. So this is going to be your first rivalry match, right? Your first opportunity to play against another service academy. So,
well, we actually saw them in the fall. We saw both teams in the fall. Coach Keith and Coach Paul actually remember myself and my assistant from when we were players. So it was kind of a blast from the past. They haven't aged a bit. So they were saying that we were making them feel old and they were making us feel a lot older. But we got to see both service academies in the fall during a tournament invite. And that was a very cool, unique event. That was the first time I got to see that the rivalry really is there. And you can feel the energy. You can feel that like tension at times where maybe we're getting a little too emotionally invested in the match and maybe we need to bring it back a little bit, but this will be the second time we get to see them this season. And I'm just excited for the fact that this event is something they rotate every year. So we'll see Army this year, next year we'll see Navy. So I think it's very cool, honestly.
Yeah, really. And obviously the last two times that Air Force and Army teed it up 4-3 back and forth both ways, one win in 2019 and then obviously 2022. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens here. What do you think about the strength of your team now that you did get a look at them in the fall and have some idea about how their lineup is playing? What do you try to find 4 points here on Saturday?
Against Army, their team's strong. They have some girls that are the size, they're just stronger and a bit fitter looking than some of our players. So we're a little like a more petite side. We're going to have to be a lot craftier and play smart against them because after seeing them in the fall, they hit very big shots. So it's going to be bang, bang. But the big difference is the fall was indoors. So it could make a difference going into the outside. We might have a bit more of a little bit of an advantage to get that, to take that time away and be able to set ourselves, work ourselves into the point a little bit more than we were able to in the fall. But there were some tight, close matches. Like that doubles point in the fall was key, and Army pulled it out in that last match on court one. I think going into it this time, we're going to have to be a lot more focused. We played Army on the last day in the fall. It was a tournament that had Georgetown and Navy. And I do think that played a little bit of a role, you know, in the result.
Great. So, well, I feel that most certainly every single time you lace them up, right, in tennis, it's all about who handles the moment. And okay, all the little things that you've done in the season now get you to that point. And with what's at stake and the rivalry, I think that obviously the young ladies are going to step up, and it's probably smart for you to play that match on Friday to get their feet wet and be ready to go. So I think you've given yourself the best opportunity, and hopefully Coach Bill and Coach Audra tune in and listen on, and Ruth Taylor, the protege, on in her big moment here on College Match Day on Crack Rackets. But we really, really thank you for taking some time. It's been great to get to know you. I'm looking forward to seeing how the team plays. Give my best to Amy and Isabel, and obviously
I will,
you know, go Air Force this weekend. I have to not show partiality, but most certainly looking forward to seeing your team.
It's okay if you do. We can get you a blue shirt. It's no problem. Yeah. You can wear it.
And we want to see who gets the job done here on Saturday. But thank you so much for taking the time and stopping by, and best of luck to the young ladies.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate it.